Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had planned all along to not make a huge jump back, but it made sense to go in and go one back, get the pole position tomorrow. And we knew no matter who Carolina was going to take, that we still felt there was some good value on the board at 33, which is the first one tomorrow. And so it made sense to do that. But again, I couldn't have told you 30 minutes before we moved back that we were definitely moving back.
I can believe that. Definitely, maybe, is the key word there. But he did it right. It's not even early in that commentary, too. He's like, a big move. It ended up being five spots, right? For all the discussion about it's two trades, it's Kansas City. It ended up being that the Bills moved down five spots. Three receivers went in those five picks, though. So
and many hours have passed.
Which is a big edge. It should be a big edge. Yeah,
but it's a long time to wait for your first player of the draft. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. There's another national reporter, Albert Breer, this time, mentioning Keon Coleman. This time he mentions the Bills, Patriots, and Cardinals. Those are the first three teams up, 33, 34, 35, and how these teams have gotten lots of calls, which is probably something that doesn't need to be reported. Why wouldn't everybody think that? Then you have him mentioning Coleman as a name to watch. So maybe the Bills have been comfortable. No one's in front of them telling media guys that it's going to be Coleman. That could be. They have no reason to play coy because there's nobody they have to fade.
Right.
When you're first up. And that's okay with you.
It's not my favorite idea. I feel like they're drafting Gabe Davis, but they're doing it with a more premium pick. So I was hoping for a different sort of, at least on, it's possible. Look, maybe the guy will be fantastic. Let it be said, but not fast, not a great separator, not a refined route runner. Did I not just describe Gabriel Davis to you? 6'3", 220.
Good blocker.
Good blocker. Okay. I mean, I hope he ends up being a better receiver than Gabriel Davis. I'd hope the fact that he's going to be chosen however many picks here, 100 picks sooner than Gabriel Davis was, will be an indicator that athletically he's a better player than that. And recognize that Davis was a starting level player for 4 years, but mostly it was, get me somebody else. I need more. The offense needs more juice. So no, of the choices, Coleman, I only have him rated ahead of McConkey, and I'm not even sure I should have him rated ahead of McConkey. McConkey just feels too much like a duplicate of what I've already got. And at least Coleman has size. Franklin has size. Mitchell has size. I like those ideas because of the size. But Coleman, I'm just scared that they're drafting a guy because he tries hard and blocks and isn't as good, isn't as talented at the catching of the football.
Well, then you want to play around with Mitchell. And he's the guy who didn't have the yards per route run stat, but athletically is seemingly phenomenal.
Yeah.
And try to see him develop into an all-around player. certainly it's chalky, right? Mitchell would be that. Coleman's a little bit less that, in my opinion, from all the rankings.
And Franklin probably, too.
Yes. McConkey isn't.
No.
Mitchell and McConkey would be the most
highest-ranked
guys overall, consensus, going into the second round among the receivers.
Now, if they want to draft, if they I think McConkey's going to be an excellent player, by the way. Like, I don't dislike him because I don't think he's going to get open or even isn't fast. He's plenty fast. I guess it feels like in the last, unless I missed it in the run up to yesterday, there's some injury maybe concern with him that wasn't there prior. I feel like I saw that alluded to last night and into today, but I might be mistaken. There's a lot of different divergent thoughts going through a lot of our heads. So I might be guilty of that. But if you can, if you want to do McConkey today at 33, and I'm still going to get Javon Baker later on today, then okay. But I don't know that when I make the picks, and it makes it tough. But I would feel pretty good about that. I need someone else to be a different style of player, I feel like, if I draft McConkey. So if they can double dip and I can get my hands on him, or I guess DeVontez Walker might fit that description too later on, then, or even Jalen Polk, who's not as big maybe as those other two, but still might be a decent idea.
Well, there'll be a lot of picks here between now and when we talk again. And we started today, my message was just let tonight happen, because you trade out of the first round after having lost Davis and, most of all, trading Stephon Diggs. I know how it looks. I and anybody else can talk up trading down strategy all the time, but you're down to Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel, and they're on Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, and Travis Kelce. You know, like they're adding, and they're not the only team adding. Diggs to Houston, for example. So you still have to get there. And I want to let tonight happen, because I think they, with what happened last night, they could end up picking two tonight, or round two, round four. I think that sets up pretty easily for the Bills. You know, they need players. It's just the one guy who was tough on Bean, who called earlier, called him arrogant for trading down. Where's the number one? Who is going to be their number one guy? After all of this, what's possible? And that might be the number one, that might be the overriding statement about the Bills through the offseason, no matter what happens now. And the big part of that isn't trading out of the first round. It's trading Diggs. That's the reason they don't have a number one. There were personality conflicts, probably. And, you know, he's getting older. But if everybody sort of stays quiet and they don't trade him, you know, they still have him, and we would be talking about 100 catches again. And just
then you want to replace Gabriel Davis with Keon Coleman? I'm over here going, okay, fine.
And nothing they got in the Diggs trade is in the present. It's the draft pick. Well, there might have been, what, a change of picks later this year, if there even was. Houston got a pick this year.
There was a pick this year, and the Bills got a pick back for next year in addition to the 2025. There was like a 5 and 6 swap, and one was a 24, one's a 25. I don't remember which is which, but anyway, yeah. They didn't get anything immediate, really.
So that might not change. I mean, I think tonight they should be able to basically say about last night, see, you know, if it's McConkey or A.D. Mitchell or even Coleman, this is who we wanted. This is who we would have picked at 28. I can almost promise you they will say that about whoever it is. And so I think they can sort of relax everybody about last night, but that will maybe not change the big point that, all right, well, who's your go-to guy? Game on the line. Is it Dalton Kincaid? Is that what it's going to be? All right. You could do worse maybe, but it's going to be tough for them to get to week one looking like they have it figured out.
Right. None of the guys that they could pick today, in my view, would walk in the door and be like, okay, it may take a little bit, but we got our number one guy. Now, I would say Mitchell, Franklin, Coleman, maybe even McConkey, but a little less so him, because I just feel like his skill set is just not quite outside king dog receiver guy. But those other three could grow into it. But that's the key word. It's going to take time. And what, you know, when you trade Diggs and lose Davis in free agency, I don't know how much time you buy by getting Curtis Samuel and Mac Hollins on your team. Like, so that'll be a pressing concern. But I think at least if they move early tonight with that first pick, they still have a look at a guy that could become that guy. I think if they don't do it at 33, it just gets more and more far-fetched, and you might have to wait longer. It's not to say, again, you know, I know guys get picked. Diggs was a fifth rounder. I mean, et cetera, et cetera. But there's, you know, we're edgy. We're waiting for that guy. And, you know, it seems like the idea of trading for one of the San Francisco guys has really cooled off, at least if you believe the reporting, from as it includes the Bills anyway. So maybe that's gone, or at least is slumbering for now. They're going to come out with guys, but you're going to be, okay, how's this all going to work?
Let's go to DJ here. Hi, DJ.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great, man.
Good, good, good. You know what? I'd rather take at 33. I want a guy with some upside. That's why I'm still going with A.B. Mitchell. And you know what I really want? Like the fourth round, go after that Roman Wilson from Michigan. That dude's solid at 5'11", like 185, and scores a lot of touchdowns. They say he's a heck of a blocker. I mean, I watched a few Michigan games. That guy's an animal.
What
do you think about Roman Wilson?
I like him.
I feel like I've got three of them on my team already.
Well,
that doesn't mean he won't be really good. I'm biased towards the little guys, I guess. I feel like I've got the slot locked down with Shakir. And I think all the talk about, nobody's going to know what we're doing. I'm going to move all my guys around and we're such a mystery is just, I think that's just talk to get you through the offseason. I think you get on the field and you're going to have roles. And if I've got too many of the same kind of guy, 5'10", you know, not super fast, pretty good, reliable, good hands, great. Thanks. Who am I scaring exactly? Am I scaring anybody? Do I have anybody on this offense that scares the opponent?
Only one.
It's Allen. Like, get me someone for him to throw the ball to that scares people. We're almost out of runway with that.
I think Roman Wilson could be really good. And I don't want to not pick the best players here because I feel like there's too much overlap in size or anything like that. So I would not be scared off or of McConkey myself. I mean, people will make that point. It's fair enough. I just think I want the guys who I think have the most complete games. Are they dangerous? Are you scared? I don't know if you're scared, but they might be good. They might be the best.
McConkey's a very nice player.
Yeah.
I just don't like the fit much.
We, as you may have noticed, did not do any reverse power rankings, reverse AFC power, usually what we're reverse power ranking is AFC teams. No. We did not do any of that this week.
I blame the Sabres.
That seems fair. That seems fine. You can blame the Sabres, Lindy Ruff. So I thought maybe today would be good for it. You know, you take the first round and re-rank everybody based on who they picked.
Put the Bills at 12th.
Yeah, but the Bills didn't pick anybody, so what?
Yeah,
we didn't get to it. Too much to say about that.
Yeah.
There's too much to say about what they did or didn't do. So sorry for those of you who live and die with the reverse AFC power rankings. We want to thank our sponsor nonetheless, Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com.
Clutch.
We would have dinged the Bills a little bit. Who got better than the Bills last night that wasn't already? Pittsburgh?
No,
I'm just kidding. I would have lost the Pittsburgh bet.
Look at Denver with Bo Nix.
Oh.
Did you catch the tweet, the Adam Schefter? I think he said this on TV, too. How, you know, there was one of these. Schefter every now and then has these really long, curiously worded tweets that you just like, why exactly is all of that coming out in this? Sean Payton back in 2017 was sitting at 11 and loved Patrick Mahomes and was dying to get him.
Of course he was.
And then the Chiefs jumped up there and took him out from under him, and oh, there was nothing he could do. He felt the same way about Bo Nix in this draft. I'm like, why would you tell anyone that? Why?
Because why would Schefter or why would Payton?
Payton more than Schefter. I know why Schefter does what he does. I mean, he's doing the guy a favor. I'm trying to figure out why it's a favor to Payton.
Because he wants to defend the pick. Because nobody else would have ever thought Bo Nix would be the 12th pick of the draft. So he's got a. He's not so much saying he's Mahomes as he's saying is I know what good looks like.
Yeah.
Because I wanted Mahomes, which I don't even believe Sean Payton that much anyway. And yeah. on that, everybody, Terry Pegula wanted Mahomes too, right? Like everybody wanted Mahomes after he got good.
I think you're a lot better off if you're Sean Payton telling Adam Schefter that Bo Nix reminds you of Drew Brees, which is fine. Like short throws, accurate, okay, fine. He's also retired and not the best freaking player at the position we've ever seen in our lives. Do not mention Patrick Mahomes as you're drafting your rookie quarterback. Just don't.
Just don't.
Don't do it. Dude, stop.
Payton loves to tell them how good he is. He loves to tell everybody how good he is. So I wanted Mahomes, just couldn't get there. Didn't have, part of the tweet was how he didn't have a second because of some other thing.
Oh, is it because of punishment from Bounty Gate or something maybe? That would be juicy. I don't know. I don't remember.
They didn't have the pick they needed to outbid Kansas City.
Yeah.
So there was some other part of that. Still, like, you know.
Just one of these deals where I think someone thinks they're helping themselves.
Yeah.
And to me, it landed on me like, dude, shut up.
Yeah. Take a couple of plays off, champ.
Yeah.
Bills on the clock in 15 minutes. We'll give you our final thoughts after this timeout. Here we go. Round two of the draft just ahead. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.